It's Sunrace's Triple M. Very good morning to you, the Map Man. And very, very humbled to get this man on the Dog and Bone. He's a good mate of mine. I'm proud to say he's a good friend of mine. Richard Norton, an Aussie martial artist, action film star, stuntman, stunt fight coordinator, fight choreographer, and obviously a martial arts trainer. Richard has worked as a personal bodyguard for the Rolling Stones, Lynn Ronstadt, James Taylor, David Bowie, ABBA, the late, great John Belushi, Fleetwood Mac, and also Stevie Nicks. He's appeared in movies like ABBA the Movie. He played himself in 1977. Also The Octagon, alongside Chuck Norris, Force 5, Force Vengeance, Jim Carter, American Ninja, Equalizer 2000, and so many more. Most recently, the movie Mad Max Fury Road. What a fantastic movie that was as well. He's worked alongside many of the Hollywood great martial artists and movie stars, including Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Benny the Jet O'Kiddies, Joe Lewis, and many others. He's also trained and worked with Will Smith, Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie, and many more as well. He's got an unbelievable record. Very good morning to you, Richard Norton. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Matt. I'm a bit exhausted with that intro, mate. Thank you.
Mate, didn't even touch the sides. I mean, obviously, you've done so much over the years. It's been an amazing thing with this COVID-19 pandemic, and obviously the world's a very, very different place. Your thoughts on how the Australian government have handled the situation?
Well, I think, you know, and I look at all this stuff a lot. Having spent so much time in the US, I'm sort of very keyed into what's going over there, and I think comparatively the Australian government have done incredibly well. You know, I think with stringent lockdowns and everything, I've always said, and I said to my guys involved in my martial arts schools, I said, look, our job as instructors, as far as we're seen by our students as kind of being leaders, is to not just go out and be cavalier about this whole thing, because if you get a little too brazen, oh, it can't affect me, I'm not going to worry about it. I would often say, well, it's not just about you, and the problem is, when you find out that you have been a bit too lax with your attitude to it, it's often too late. So I'm actually in full agreement with stringent lockdowns. Victoria particularly has been a little more than the rest, and I know it's all based on statistics, but I'm for it, my friend. I would rather be more careful than not. I think hats off, mate. You know, in hindsight, everybody will find ways that things could have been done better. But again, I just feel the reaction so far has been right on the money, at least from my point of view.
And I tend to agree with you. Now, recently, you've been hosting interviews for Black Belt magazine called Fight Back, chatting with people like Michael J. White, Cynthia Rothrock, Bill Superfoot Wallace, and others in support for frontline responders. What can you tell us about mm-hmm. that, and what's the meaning behind it?
Well, again, it's just what you said. Black Belt Magazine have been a worldwide kind of entity for a long time. So again, as I said, you know, the people you mentioned are all considered instructors. They're considered leaders in their particular like areas of martial arts. Mm-hmm. And so for us to lead by example meant that Black Belt put together this week-long, some of it live, some of it recorded, interviews and instructionals with some of the most prominent martial artists in America and in some parts of the rest of the world. And it was all to try and encourage people to go. There's a little button on the Black Belt Facebook page that'll take you to a Red Cross site. And, you know, you have the option of donating some money, and it's all about our first responders. So I think it's just showing that we are all in this together, and whatever we can do as individuals to help the cause is a good thing. So hence all the interviews. Everybody knows how hard it is if you're a special responder, if you're a nurse, your doctor, and you're having to go into the battlefield. We're able to sort of disappear into our homes and lock down, but they can't. You know, they've got to go there and do their job, and that is so worthy of recognition and applause.
We're speaking with the great Richard Norton. Back with more shortly. Just keep it locked here to Triple M.